Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones. I pray that you all are having a wonderful afternoon. I am Minister James Browning, and this is the Holistic Ministry Show. We are a spirit-based ministry, and we welcome all religious and all spirit-based groups. There's no dogma here. I don't care if you Muslim, Buddha, Totemism, regardless, it makes no difference. We're all one people, and this is what this ministry is about, being here for all the people. And I am so grateful and so wonderful that you have taken time out of your evening, afternoon, to come and take part in this ministry, and I welcome each and every one of you. I'm just so grateful for you, for all the old listeners. I'm so grateful that you came back in. All the new listeners, I'm grateful that you tuned in, and look forward to you being old listeners, because we're building on this show and we intend to keep it going. So thank you so much. I am so grateful. Now, I have no idea how many of you were here last week. I haven't looked at the statistics, but I think it was pretty good. Look, a couple hundred anyway. But anyway, I just want to give thanks for everybody tuning in last week. If you didn't tune in last week, you missed a wonderful, wonderful show. We did a show on fear and how to overcome your fears. And as you know, there's a lot of fear going on about now. So we just talked about how to conquer that and how to move above those things. And I hopefully that each one of you took some time this week to conquer a fear, something that you were fearful of doing, that you actually took time to move about that and move into it and got it done, you know, because, you know, we talked about fears just like, you know, eating the elephants one bite at a time. You got to step into it and watch it dissolve, because the things that you fear are false evidence appearing to be real is and just what it is in 99.9% of the time. Okay, so you have to be able to move into it and take that next step to be able to move above and move into it and have it dissolve itself. So good news: if you missed last week's show, all the shows are archived, so you can go and listen to the show from last week at any time you want. As a matter of fact, there's probably about 60, 70 different shows out there that I've done over the years that you can go listen to at any time that you want to. So that's the good thing. Okay? Now, this week, I have a lot of content, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get through the whole show. We may have to break this show down into two segments. But we'll see how the time goes and how it flows. Sometimes time just seems to go so fast when you're doing the show. Next thing I look up and time is like, oh, we're almost out of time. So we're going to do that. This show week is going to be based on the power of gratitude. And a lot of you have heard of gratitude. You got some similarities of gratitude. And you know a good idea of what it is. And when you heard the word me use the word gratitude, I will substitute that word sometime for gratefulness, okay, or grateful. It's pretty much the same kind of thing, just different in the wording. But before we get the show started, I always like to do prayer. So I'm going to do a prayer now and ask Spirit to come in and do what it needs to do. I am just a vessel, and I invite Spirit to come in and flow through me to order to bring you what you need to hear today. Okay? So thank you. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks today for this day. We are so grateful, God, that you allowed us to have another day of life and that we woke up this morning and we had our right state of mind and we were able to move around and do what we needed to do. We had our eyes to be able to see. We had our ears to hear and our mouth to be able to talk. And for most of us, that was working fine. And so we just come open hearts and gratitude knowing that you are the source of all there is in us. And we ask you to continually guide us, continues to give us wisdom, God, continues to give us the ability to make wise decisions about our life, and continue to give us divine protection as we go through these days and of uncertainty, God, that you will surround us. I pray that, God, that you will send a white light of protection to surround all of my dear listeners, each one of them, put them in a white bubble of healing energy that will surround them and allow that energy to flow through them and around them and keep them safe. I call in the higher angels, all the ascended hosts and ascended masters to come in to assist and help us to bring forth this message today and to touch those beloved ones out there in the audience who are listening, that whatever they need to hear, if it's for them, it is for them, and that they will get a message of this message. And I ask you, beloved mighty I Am present, use me as your vessel to bring forth. I myself have no power, but I know the power that flows through you is the power that within me. And so I thank you, God, for allowing me to be used today to bring forth a message to these beloved souls and these beloved beings. So I know that you will bring through what is necessary, and you will highlight what is necessary, and you will give us insight and wisdom on all that we need to know and all that we need to be able to use, to utilize, and to be able to raise our consciousness and raise our awareness to a whole state of understanding. We just say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. And amen. Well, again, thank you, beloved ones, for being here today. And we have a subject that, like I said earlier, most of us have heard the term. If you haven't heard of gratitude, you at least heard of being grateful. So it is nothing new, but some of us don't quite understand that the power in gratitude. The power in gratitude, you know, gratitude is a universal law, just like the law of attraction. So there are certain things that, certain universal laws that work in certain ways, and gratitude also work in certain ways. So we need to tap into this powerful energy, knowing that it is for our highest good, and knowing that it will continually give us strength if we utilize this power in the right way. We know that it is a powerful, powerful thing to have this power of gratitude. So I just want you to, give a few samples of the meaning of power of gratitude. You may have your own, and that's okay. And to most of us, being full with gratitude and gratefulness is just being thankful. And that's a good one. That's simple. That's just keeping it simple. Then that's easy to understand, and we all should understand that one, because it doesn't take much thought to be able to do that. But the one I like best is doing what you have with where you find yourself. Other words, wherever you are in your life journey, whatever you're doing, however you are doing it, you need to work and operate from that part itself. Because you know what, beloved ones? You are the one who created that energy where you are. Wherever you are in life, you have to take full responsibility for being there, because you are the one that created it. No one else created it. You did it yourself, okay? I know sometimes if you're a young person and, you know, your parents do certain things, that you kind of get caught up in the deal and you have to sort of go along with them. But when you get to the point of your life where you're able to control your thoughts, and we all are able to control our thoughts, whether we understand it or not, you're either creating good or bad every second of the day through your thoughts. So you are creating these conditions of wherever you are, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you are there. So I just want to talk to you about being relaxing where you're at and not feel stressful for where you're at, because there's a purpose and a reason for your being, okay? So now, how many of you have had the experience of wishing you were someone else, being in another place, or experiencing something that you think someone else has, whether it's their lifestyle? You see someone with a lifestyle of, you know, it may be look glamorous to you, or they may have a lot of prosperity going on in their life, and you may say, boy, I wish I had life like this, or I wish I had something going on like this. Or you may look at someone who has a what you may appear to be an excellent relationship. You're not on the inside, but you see that and you say, boy, I sure wish I had that kind of relationship. I wish I had that kind of lady or that kind of man in my life. Life would be so much different for me if I only had that kind of person in my life, you know? But guess what, beloved ones? The same thing that you're wishing that you were somebody else and having someone else's experience, if you do that, that other person is also wishing that too. Most people are wishing they were somewhere else, doing something else other than what they're doing. you know, rather than taking the time and being grateful for where they are. They are always looking at doing something and being somewhere else and having another experience that someone else do not have, or someone else is having. But you need to learn how to use your gratitude, beloved ones, to take full control of your destiny. And it can. Gratitude, I'm going to show you and explain to you how gratitude can really make a difference of what shows up in your life and how you can really control your life through using gratitude. Like I told you before, gratitude is universal law, just like the law of attraction. So you have to take responsibility for it. You have to take responsibility for what's showing up and how to get to the next part of your existence through using the power of gratitude. So I want you just to sit back and sort of, you might want to get a pen so you can take some notes, because this lesson is going to be pretty intense about how to use that power of gratitude. And it's simple, but it's what helps you grow. So wherever you may find yourself in, and sometime you may find yourself in a situation, and I'm not telling you that if you're in an undesirable situation, that is where you're supposed to stay at, but it is where you're supposed to learn from. So you have to give gratitude for that which shows up, whether it's good or not so good at the moment, because sometimes you don't even know if it's not so good, because you have to experience and have to appreciate what it is and what's going on in order for you to be able to move into that next space or next lesson. You have to learn from that lesson that showed up that was a little bit tough and a little difficult and hard for us to get through and understand, like, oh my God, why am I dealing with this? Hey, you're dealing with this because that's part of your growth, beloved one. Accept the good with the bad when it comes down to what shows up in your life, because you're learning from every experience. And most of the time, we learn from those experiences that are not so pleasant versus experiences that are pleasant to us. And when they help us to grow to get to the next level, you got to remember here, you're on planet Earth. And this is where we come to get lessons. This is where souls come to learn and to evolve. So you're evolving and you're learning all the time. So you're going to have experiences. You know, you're going to have experiences. Just for example, I'd like to just throw this out to you. Sometimes, I may see someone with a nice car, and I say to them, boy, that's a nice Toyota. You have a nice car. Really, it's pretty. And they may respond back to me, yeah, it's okay, but I really wanted a Mercedes. Okay, I really want a Mercedes. This is not really what I wanted. Or I may say to someone, hey, you know what? And I have done it. You know, you're a nurse. I saw a nurse, and I said, thank God for nurses and being a nurse, and especially in this day and time. And response was, yeah, I'm a nurse, but I really wanted to be a doctor. So, you know, sometimes we are just in those things where we are not satisfied with where we are, but we are there because that's where we need to be at the moment. And to be grateful to the fact that you're there and to be grateful. What's more a wonderful job today than having being a nurse and being able to help and being able to help people to move to that next level in their health and help them to really become better, you know, and what they're doing and their overall well-being. So we have to really be careful of the things that we're saying, because if you're grateful for the fact that you are a nurse, are you grateful for the fact that you have a Toyota right now, then if you give gratitude for those things, there's only better things coming. Okay, but if you are putting down or not feeling good about where you are and where you have, then guess what? You are going to be stuck there, you know, because we get what we want and what we don't want. So don't allow yourself to be getting in a state of being so upset about where your present thing is. If you were intent to have a Mercedes at the time, you would have a Mercedes. Okay, so it's not for you now. So, but you need to do your appreciation of where you are so you can get to that next level of where you want to go. Okay? Appreciation and gratitude is very, very important to get to the next level. You have to be you know, very comfortable in where you're at and where you're going. So You know, I just want you to understand that, you know, even in this day and time, beloved ones, if you're in good health, if your health is good, and I mean good health from the standpoint of you're not having extreme pain, you're not in a hospital bed, you're not going through something where you need to see a physician on a regular basis or have to go to kidney dialysis or have to go do some one of these things, then you should be blessed. You should feel very grateful for that situation, that health condition that you are. And if you're in a home and you feel safe there, your house is comfortable, your house is clean, your house is nice, and you're feeling safe in your home, then you should feel grateful. You know, if you live in a one-room house and you have a nice place and you're grateful for that place and you're there, then you need to feel some sense of gratitude, because feeling sense of gratitude at that time and place will take you to that next level, get you that next place, because the universe, see, beloved ones, the universe has a way of just giving you more when you feel grateful. So even if, you know, you're wearing clothes and they're not the new clothes that you want, be grateful for the clothes that you want. Be grateful for what you got. Be grateful for the fact that you have clothes to put on. Okay, because if you're not grateful, then, hey, you need to just go get in your car if you can and ride and look at all the homeless people in the streets that have one set of clothing that they put on, and most of them have to keep it on for days in and days out. You can change your clothes every day if you decide. Most of you can. So be grateful. You know, most of you have clean, have good, healthy food. Most of you are drinking clean and pure water. Do you know how many people on the planet right now, this very second, do not have good food or good drinking water? There are millions of people who don't have those kind of things going on in their life and wishing that they could and would be so grateful if they had it. So take time to do that. You know, and if you got a special relationship with your Creator, then you are doubly blessed. You are doubly blessed, and you should be doubly grateful and gratitude that you have a relationship with your God force. Okay, guys, that is really important. You'd be surprised how many people are detached from their I Am presence, from the God, the supreme being, whatever you want to call that entity, that power that controls the universe, is that you do not feel attached to that. And if you are feeling that, then that is not a good thing. But if you're fortunate enough to realize and recognize that you are part of source energy and that you are one with God, then you need to be very, very grateful for that this day and time. Okay? That is so, so important that you do that and feel that. And that's, you know, that's really important for you to do. So we're going to learn about how to also use this gratitude thing to be able to bring about more of what it is that you so desire that you want, okay? Because utilizing your gratitude and accepting your gratitude will help you get to the next level. I already told you that this was like a universal law, right? So being the fact that it's a universal law, it works all the time, all same way, all the time. It doesn't change. If you use the principle and use the law, it will work with you consistently, okay? The universal laws always work consistently. We are the ones that get out of line. There are certain things that the universal God force put in place, and they are called universal laws. And we have to learn how to tap into these universal laws in order to be able to improve the quality of our lives. There are things that to govern us. So with gratitude, there is a law that when you put yourself in a state of gratitude, the universe itself will look for opportunities to make you feel more grateful. I'm going to clear that so you understand that. When you give gratitude and thankful for that clean pair of clothes that you have, the universe will look for a way to get you some new clean clothes or get you some new pair of shoes, because the universe sees that you're grateful for that pair that you have or those clothes you have. And so it will begin to operate and to bring things into you, just like the law of attraction. Gratefulness is very powerful, and that's one of the key points to being grateful, is to understand that every time that you say, I am grateful for something, the universe is already going to start searching for something else to bring into your life and to give you gratitude. If you think I'm kidding, just try it. Do it for a couple of days and see something and say, I am just so grateful for this house. I am so grateful for whatever it is that you're feeling gratitude toward, and see if the universe don't start bringing you more things that you can say I'm grateful for. It just works that way, beloved. I don't understand the total youth of the universe law. I just know that it works, and it works very, very good. You know, each one of you, I'm sure, could stop right this moment. If I open up the lines and ask you to call in and give me a story about things that have happened in your life that have made you feel, now that you look back on it and you realize that you are grateful for it and that God's grace brought you through it, I'm sure that each one of you got a story out there that we open up the line, there won't be a dry eye in the place, because each one of us have stories that we have done, things we have experienced, places we have been where we shouldn't have been, doing things that we shouldn't have done, and the grace of God saved us. If you do not reflect and understand that, then there's a problem, because that's where, if you cannot feel the gratitude, when you think about, just think about it for a second, take a moment and think about something you've done and knowing that you shouldn't have done it and grace saved you. That should make you understand that God's grace and gratitude kind of works together. You should be feeling grateful and full of gratitude that God saved you. Wasn't that you did anything yourself, but God saved you. You know that you shouldn't have gotten out of that situation. You know you shouldn't have been able to rise above that situation, but you were able to do it because God brought you to that level where you were able to raise yourself to that higher state of consciousness, and God save you from yourself. And that's really, really important to understand that, beloved one. And so I know each one of you have a testimony about that. Like I said, if I open up the lines, you would be able to share with me something that made you feel gratitude. So since I'm not going to open up the line, I don't quite have time to do that today, or I may have time to do it, but I just want to let you know that you all have stories. So I'm just going to share a little bit about my own gratitude story that I had in my life when I grew up. You know, I grew up in a little farm town in Virginia, man. We were poor. I'm talking about poor. And we had a tin roof on our house, and we were very poor, but it was extremely I didn't realize how poor I was until I left that environment. We were really extremely poor. And I was so fortunate, though, even in that poor situation, I had an extremely loving, caring, and wise grandmother who was able to save me and give me love that I didn't realize that we didn't have material stuff, that we didn't have things that other people had, you know? And in retrospect, now that I think about it, I think about how grateful I am that my grandmother was there to save me from the idea of not knowing how poor we were at the time, because her love was so rich and so enriching, I was able to rise above that and not have that situation to be a real problem for me, because grandma's love extended beyond that. And I know a lot of you can relate to that, because a lot of us, and especially in my age bracket, and, you know, hey, we were raised by our grandparents. You know, that's just the way it is. And it almost seems to be now, it's kind of going back to that situation a lot of times. You never find parents raising grandchildren. Well, back in my age bracket, that was more common than you could even imagine. Grandmothers were there. And so we all, even if your grandmother is gone on the other side, you still need to give gratitude and thank you to grandma, because it was her that brought you through and brought you to that level. So for that experience, I gave respect to my grandmother. And even as I got older, I moved to Washington, D.C., and I moved into part of the city that wasn't too bad, but it was not the best of areas. And we made, thank God, that I had a mother and a stepfather. And so they worked hard, and they prayed a lot, and they sort of kept me safe, because being a little country boy coming out of the country and getting into the city, it was living in a big city, I went buck wild. I tell you the truth. Everything that was possible for me to do, I tried it. I tried to experience it, and I really, really went to the extreme. That, and it's it was my mother's prayers, my grandmother, who's on the other side, that prayed. I know she was praying and looking on down on me, and because I still feel her presence, so I know she was there to keep me through and take me to the next level. That she was able to help me through my survival period of growing up in the city. And so that was bad, because I had a run-in with the authorities. And if you're not sure who the authorities are, I'm talking about with the police and the court system. I got in trouble. I stayed in trouble. I was in big trouble. But now I look back, beloved ones, and I say how grateful that I am that I made it through that part of my life. And I went into the Air Force, you know, because my sister, thank God, and I'm grateful and gratitude to her this day, because she saw how my life was going, and that she could see that if I did not stop or get out of the streets, that I was going to jail or be dead. And she insisted that I go into the Air Force and get out of the streets. Thank God that she did that, and it made life so much better for me once I got into the military. And you know what? Even with all of that going on, and when I got out of the military, I went back into the criminal scene, man. I got into the drug traffic. It was just something that was just going on inside of me that wasn't right, and I wasn't gratitude. But you know what? I'm gonna cut that off right now, because, and I share this with you because on my testimony, I did a testimony on my website. So if you get an opportunity to go to my website, I want you to do that. I want you to read that, because, and I'm just reflecting that, because that's my story about what happened in my part of my life that gives me the point where I am today and the gratitude and experience I had. And even if I didn't go through those experiences, I probably wouldn't be as grateful as I am today. But I went through those experiences, and I came through on the other side because of God's mercy. I am so grateful that God showed mercy to me and not let me end up dead or end up incarcerated for the rest of my life, because I did some things that could have got me there. But it was God's grace. And so I am grateful that God gave me those prayers. So I'm saying that because I know there's quite a few of you out there that open up these lines. They could tell me stories like this and stories that are even more intense than these stories, because some people actually ended up being incarcerated, and, you know, or their loved ones passed because of their silliness and ignorance of not understanding who they are and what they were, and they did things. So God's grace and gratitude is always working in our lives, okay? So we need to be more grateful, beloved ones. So it's my story is not unique, but it is a story, and I just wanted to share that with you. Because we're going to now talk a little bit more about how gratitude actually healing. As I told you, it's a universal law, and every time you give gratitude for something, the universe is opening itself up. It's really a strange thing, man, because I have started, I guess maybe about a year ago, doing a gratitude journal where I would write down every night things that I was grateful for, and I would give them. I am so grateful that I have good health. I am so grateful that God's great opulence flows in my life. And I would write these things. And one beautiful thing about doing a gratitude journal, beloved one, you don't only have to be thankful for the things that are already in your life. You give thanks for the things that you want to show up in your life, okay? Thank in advance. Thank the universal God force, the energy, whatever being that you have your allegiance to, for bringing these things in your life. And by you giving thanks for them even before they show up, that they will begin to show up. I tell you, it works, because I've done it, and I understand how it works. And so I just want to tell you that do yourself a favor. Get yourself a journal book. Get this book and write down every day the things that you are already thankful for. I'm thankful for my home. I'm thankful that I have food today. I'm thankful that my health is good today. And just say, and use the term I am, okay? Because when you use I am, calling on the God in action. So always use I am, okay? I am grateful because of this. I am grateful for this. I am grateful, okay? And you will see how the universe will begin to bring about the things that you design and also giving you more things than you can even imagine that you wanted, because you're showing so much gratitude for the things that you already have. The universe has no choice but to give it to you. I remember I told you it's a law, and that's how the law works. The universe has to do that, okay? So also, we just want to share with you a few examples of what you can start to experiencing once you start doing that. First of all, you will become a happier person. It just makes you happy when you understand and that you don't have to worry and you don't have to focus on what you don't have. Because you already know now that you're giving gratitude. Those things that you're desiring and the things that you want will be coming. But you are at peace and not feeling stressed because of something you think you need or something you think you want. Okay? Because you're giving gratitude for that thing that you have right now. Right now, the things you're having, you're saying, thank you, universe, for giving this to me. Thank you for allowing me to experience this experience I'm having. And like I said, sometimes it's a little challenging, but hey, even the challenges, you say, thank you for allowing me to have this challenge, because out of this challenge, I'm going to grow. I'm going to become a better being, and just to increase my life. Using gratitude will also enhance your positive emotions, beloved one. Once you start using gratitude, you will begin to feel, you just begin to feel better. That's what you will begin to feel better, because you're giving thanks. And so in that gratitude process, you begin to feel better about your life. You begin to feel that your life is taking on a new turn, because now you're not feeling stressed because you don't have this or that or what you think you need. And half the time, the things that you think that you want or think that you need, you really don't know it anyway. So, but you're giving things. And also, it will increase your self-esteem. You know, you will begin to feel more confident and more awareness about who you are, because now you're feeling confidence because you understand that, okay, I created this, I brought this in my life, and I'm giving thanks for the fact that it's there. So now I'm going to utilize this thing that's in my life, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, to increase my life, to help me to grow from this experience. You need to be able to do that. So you need to be able to understand that that will help you to grow. Also, giving gratitude will help you in your thoughts of lack. Those thoughts of lack sometimes can be so overwhelming. I don't have this. I don't have that. Lack. Man, lack is a really dangerous thought that comes to us and put so many of us in situations that's really not good, because we focus on what we don't have versus what we do have, and lack will. And every time you focus on what you don't have, guess what? The universal God force will give you more of what you want when you think of what you don't have. You're thinking about what you don't have. So your subconscious mind, that also plays a very important part of this, will begin to give you that which you don't want. And you'll be saying, why am I experiencing this? I don't want that. Yes, you do. Because if you didn't want them, you will begin to shift your thoughts about what you want, not what you don't want. And I know that it's challenging, beloved ones, but you got to do the work in order to get to the next level. You have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to change your thought process. God gave you a very powerful mind. You know, mostly it says that most of us only use 10% of our mind power. And so when we do that, we don't really obtain that which we need to do, because we're using such a little bit of our mind power. And I don't know, sometimes I think I look around, I think we're using a whole lot less than that. You see some of the situations going on today, and see some of the crazy things that people are doing today, And you say to yourself, what in the world? What are they thinking about? I don't know. I know one thing, they're not using 10% of their brain power. They may be using 10% of some other power, but it's surely not their brain power, you know? So also, when we're talking about improving your relationships, gratitude improves your relationship. If you you're in a relationship, then you should always express to your mate in some kind of way, express to them that you're grateful for what they do for you. They're grateful for the little thing that they do for you, grateful how they assist you in some way, because most folks are living with someone or with someone, they're always trying to help each other. At least I hope that's what you're doing, not trying to hinder each other, but you need to in some kind of way just give thanks and gratitude to that other person for what they're doing for you. Be grateful, because you know what? If you are grateful for what they're doing, then guess what? They will do even more. Because you're giving gratitude and thanks for the little things they do and just giving them that thought of the fact that you care and that you are aware that they are doing the things that you need, that you are so grateful that they're doing to help you out and to keep you survive and keep you going, you know, to be supportive to you. You need to do that. And also gratefulness will also help relieve you from stress and depression. Because you know what? There's a lot of stress and depression going on right now, especially with this pandemic going on. People are trapped inside. A lot of people just don't know where their lives are going to end up, how they're going to end up. They're depressed over their financial situation, and some of them have health conditions that they can't do anything about because, you know, the hospitals are now pretty set up for the COVID virus. People got other health issues that they can't take care of because they can't even get to the hospital or to the doctor for them to be able to take care of those kind of things. And so they are feeling stressful in this matter. But I tell you, beloved ones, give thanks for the little things that's happening around you that can help you, and you will find your way working out of the other things, you know, and until you can get to the point where you can get back and go to your doctor and do what you need to do. But right now, be thankful and grateful for the health that you do have, okay? Make a point to do that, to feel grateful for that. Next thing I need to do about expressing gratitude to make you feel more spiritually connected. Now, you need to really want to do this one. You really want to try to connect yourself with that I am presence, that God presence within yourself, that universal presence, God force. And because a lot of people around the world call God a different name, and I ain't going to get hung up on that. Because, hey, you still worship the same God. We just call him a different name. But whatever that God energy or God force that you call that is within you, it's not externally from you, but it's within you, begin to connect with that. Begin to connect with that energy, that God force energy inside of you, because once you start connecting with that energy and giving gratitude for that energy, just being there. Thank you, God, for being here with me today. Thank you, God, for your presence. You know, if you want her, if you say it every day, you should say it every day. Thank you. I am so grateful that you're with me, God. I'm so grateful that you're with me, whoever you want to say. Supreme being, I'm so grateful with you. I am present. I'm so grateful with you. Or Buddha, I'm so grateful with you. Whoever that you're giving your allegiance and your prayer to, just say, God, I am so grateful. I am so, so grateful that you are still connected with me and giving me life. Okay? Now, another thing. Gratitude, believe it or not, will lower your blood pressure. If you got blood pressure problems, start giving gratitude and watch your blood pressure go down. Because most of the things that you're worrying about, getting blood pressure, the things that you're worrying about and being concerned about, your blood pressure is going up because things are concerning you. Some of you got family and genetic kind of thing with blood pressure. I understand that. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying overall, a lot of people are giving conditions to their blood pressure because of what's eating them inside, what's concerning them inside, because of what their wants and desires or what they think they should have or where they think they should be. So you need to get to the point where you can tent with that where you are so that it'll help express your blood pressure to be there. Like I said earlier, if you're in a bad situation, you don't want to stay there in that situation, but you do want to learn from that situation. Because if you learn from that situation, you more than likely will not find yourself back in that situation. But guess what, beloved one? If you don't learn from that situation, whatever it is, somewhere in life, at some point, you are going to be back in that situation because you didn't learn nothing. You didn't do it. So say, hey, thank you, God, for this hard knock of life that I had. Like I'll tell you, sharing with my story, I thank God for what I went through. I thank God for all the things that I had and the conflicts that I had with the authority. Because now I realize that ain't where I would want my life to be. And so now I can share that with someone else that may be going down that road or having those experiences. That is not what you want to do. So I learned from those experiences. And I'm grateful that God gave me those experiences to be able to rise above and to be able to do that. Just like, you know, also that it would give you more patience. You would become more of a person with patience if you learn to be grateful. You know, you won't be stressed and you won't be full of anxiety to that expression of what it is that that's causing you to bring about anxiety. Learn to be patient. And when you give gratitude for the things that you're already experiencing, your patience will begin to increase, beloved one. It's amazing how that works when you slow down and start giving gratitude, that you don't be stressed about things that's going on and going around you because you begin to do. Okay? You'll be amazing. And one of the other things, the last thing I want to talk to in relation to that is also relationships. You know, I so often you hear people talk about, boy, I wish I had a relationship. I don't have a relationship. People complain more about relationships than they do almost. Money and relationships are two of the things that people become so conscious and so concerned about. But do what? If you want a relationship, or want a good relationship, you need to start giving God thanks right now. You need to start using this power of gratitude that I'm talking about. And you simply would say, God, I am so, write it down. I am so grateful that you now have sent this man, woman, whoever it is in my life, and I am grateful that they are there. That even if they're not there, you need to start thinking in advance. You need to start giving thanks for that relationship already and be thankful for it. And beloved ones, be specific. Okay, don't just say, hey, I'm grateful for a man or I'm grateful for a woman because a man or woman just show up and it ain't what you want. So you need to you need to use some sense to understand, hey, this is what I want, God, and I'm so grateful that you have already given it to me. Don't say, God, I thank you for it's coming. No, you're giving thanks that it's already there. You're declaring that it is already there. Thank you, God, that you have sent this giving and concerning and loving man in my life. I am so grateful for that. Thank you, God, that this loving woman that has showed up in my life. I am so grateful for that. By you declaring and giving gratitude and thankfulness, thing, even before it shows up, will increase as it shows up. If you don't believe me, beloved one, try it for 30 days and come back and tell me that it's not working for you. You'll be surprised. All of a sudden, somebody show up in your life and you don't even know where they came from, how they came from, or what it is because you use the principles of gratitude to give thanks about what it is that you want. It may take a little more than 30 days. I'm not telling you that, but I'm saying that the more that you do it, to be consistent to it, because the universe sometimes don't give you what you think you need right away, because the universe knows that you ain't ready for what you think you need right away. And thank God there is a time lapse to what you think you want versus what you get, because the universe is allowing you to grow to get to that person. Although you may say, I want this specific person, you haven't done the work that you need to do inside of yourself to attract this kind of person in your life. So now you're giving thanks for the president. You will have time to begin to reassure and bring confidence in your own life and work on situations that are happening in your life. Some of us have so much past experience, so much past garbage in our lives from past relationships that it won't even allow. It's not allowing us to get to the next relationship. You have to learn to release and forgive, which we'll be talking about in another show. But you got to learn to forgive and get that stuff in the past of you so you can open yourself up so you can allow the new gratitude thing you're being grateful for to show up in your life. You got to do your part too, beloved one, especially if you want a relationship to show up in the manner that you want to share. You have to do that. You have to give that thought. You have to do the work. Nothing going to show up if you don't do the work. You know, although gratitude work, you have to do the work. You have to be grateful. You have to do the work that you that's needed for you to do in order to bring that desire into your life. You have to start doing that. And I can't not tell you how important it is to do the journal. The journal is going to be the key to you doing that. And I know all of you got a pad somewhere in your house right now, a book. You ain't got to go out and buy a fancy journal book. Or you don't have to be that. You can just take a pad. If you don't have a pad or a notepad, get some paper to start writing down. But the consistency is to do it every day, every night. I like to do mine before I fall off to sleep. And it's good to do it at nighttime because when you fall, whatever you fall off to sleep with, it's usually the dominant thought that is on your conscious mind that ends up in your subconscious mind because you are now allowing that energy to go into your subconscious mind. So you are bringing that about yourself. So do it at the evening time, at nighttime, or either early in the morning. Like I said, I prefer doing it at nighttime because your thoughts are to the point where you're going down there, you're going to take these thoughts into your sleep. And so it's working on you. It's working through your subconscious. It's working through that infinite God being inside of you that operates better when you are quiet. You'd be surprised. Most of the things happen and good in your life, so great thing happens when you are quiet and when you're asleep. The human body, when you sleep, it helps heal itself. It helps bring calmness to yourself. So when you're in that quiet state, you do it. That's why you want to do it just before you drop off asleep. You get it right. And there's something about you can say it, but when you write it, something about writing something and looking at it and reading it makes it a really impact into your mind. It's something that really brings it clear to you when you do it. The more you do it, the more you do it, the better off you're going to be. It's a universal law, beloved one. And like I said, it may not show up in 30 days. It may take you 6 months. I'm still working on some things I started back from a year, but I do know that it's going to eventually show up. And you got to have faith and confidence it's going to show up. And I'm giving gratitude to God for the fact that it's already showed up. So I know that he would not forsake me and leave me out there without allowing those, if I'm ready for it. Some things I may want that I'm not even ready for it, and I don't even understand why I'm not ready for it, because there's something going on that I need to clarify inside of my own being in order to prepare myself for that which it is that I think that I want. I have to be consistent about doing those things that I need to do. So you do your work, beloved one. Do the work you need to do in order to bring about the results that you need to bring about. Too often we depend on other people to change our life conditions. You don't have to do that. You got to choose yourself. God gave you a mind. He gave you a good mind, a powerful mind, a strong mind. You, beloved, have the power to change your destiny. You don't have to worry on no other system. And regardless of what's going on in the country, regardless of what's going on in the world, your power can be used for you individually to create the rise above of any situations that are happening on the planet. You don't have to do it just because other people are experiencing it. You don't have to have it in your life, or you can rise above that. See, you don't have to get caught up in worldly things, you know, and you shouldn't. Your relationship with your God force inside of you is going to take you to a higher height regardless of what's going on around you and what you see other people doing. That don't have to be your plot in life. But if you give gratitude for the things that are happening, you'll find the universe will begin to show up and begin to provide more things for you. So it works, beloved ones. I just hope that you would take the time to do the work. It works if you work. You know, if you are willing to take the time to do the journaling, to accept in your emotional world that, okay, this situation is here and I need to learn from it because I'm going to grow from it and I'm going to become a better person from all aspects, then that's what it is that you need to do. And you will make so much difference in your life if you continue to do that. Okay? So hopefully today's show has been a good show for you. Hopefully you will take time to do the show and to do what you need to do. And if you need to go back and to listen to the show, you can do that as well. The show is, like I said, archived, or you want to tell someone else about the show, you can tell them, and they can go in and listen to the show as well. It's a good thing, and I found that a lot of the people end up going back to the show or listening to the show, and someone else comes in the show at a later time. They're not even on the air now, but they will listen to it. Someone else tells them about it, so you can always refer someone to it. All they have to simply do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Holistic Ministry. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Holistic Ministry. That's holistic is with a H, not with a W, okay? And they can go in and review and look at that, or they can, you know, and find out what they need to go through. And if you get an opportunity to go to my website, I hope you will, read the rest of my testimony, and then you'll see why I am so grateful today. I am so full of gratitude today because of the experience that I've had. Like I said, I know you all have had the experience, but that experience of the life that I live has now makes me so grateful just to be here with you, because I didn't have to be, okay? It was through God's grace, my praying mother and my praying grandmother on the side that brought me through, and for all those beings, I am grateful. So if you get a chance, go to my website, and this too is www.theholisticministry.com. Just www.theholisticministry.com. So, like I say, I'm grateful that you came in. Next week, we're going to be talking about the power of thoughts, which is really important because your thoughts are also controlling your destiny. The way you're thinking about things, the way you're seeing things, is controlling your destiny. And I want to talk to I'm going to keep on these type of subjects, especially for now, while we are going through the things that we have, because I want you to give you things that will help you to control your destiny, help you to give power to yourself, help you to recognize that you are this powerful being that God has put here on the planet, and God has not left you because he left his spirit inside of you, beloved ones. You are an extension of God. God is in you just like the waves are in the ocean. So God has not forsaken you and left you, so you are powerful and you can change yourself, and you just need to come to it, understand, and realize that. So we're going to be closing out with a prayer, and because we want to just give God thanks for coming through today, to giving us a message to bring about to for change. So please visit the website. If you're on the website, if you care to and like to, you can leave a donation. It's a safe site. It's up to you. But we just wanted to be able to continue to do these shows and continue to expand them. I want to be able to start doing a show at least twice a week, and maybe start doing an early morning 15-minute, 20-minute inspirational morning show. So we ask you to help us, support us, to be able to get to that next level. So we say we're just grateful and thankful for you. So before we close out, just want to do prayer. Thank you, God, for showing up. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to hear your words. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be a vessel today, to be able to bring your word, to be able to give information and give knowledge to my beloved brothers and sisters, and to be able to help them on their way and on their path. We ask you, God, that the word will not be void, but the word will go and touch our hearts and our minds and give us the ability to make a difference in our lives and to be able to share this information with our other family members, other beloved friends, that there are a better way, that we can rise above our situations, that you are here with us to help us to give thanks, to give gratitude and thank for that which it is. And we give all honor and gratitude to you, beloved I Am Presence, beloved God, beloved Supreme Being, for just giving us life to be able to have another day that we can get it right. So we know that you have us here for a purpose, you have us here for a reason, and you have us here now to be able to do. So each one of us have the total responsibility, God, to reach out and back to help and to uplift someone on the journey today. So we say thank you, God, for giving us that strength and giving us knowledge. Bring someone in our lives that we can help to be able to change and help to be able to do it. We are all light workers here, and we need to bring about more light and not let the darkness move this planet. So I pray that you will continue to raise your consciousness, raise your vibration, and move above all things that are physical that is causing blocks and bringing density to the planet. We have the power, collective power, because the collective consciousness can change the earth, change the planet, Jesus by himself and with his 12 disciples changed the whole movement. Martin Luther King, thank God, helped change the whole movement. Gandhi changed the whole movement. So it doesn't take a whole mass of people to do things. A few of us can just begin to set things free and begin to change the destiny and change the way and chase the darkness away. So God, give us strength to do that. Help us in any kind of way that we can to give us light to be able to move forward and to bring about changes. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I am so grateful to be with you today, and I ask you to join me next week. So enjoy yourself. Have a marvelous evening. Peace and love to all of you. And so it is. Amen.